I'm joined by Ahmad, who has been trying to renew passports for his family in Britain. Yesterday, the Syrian government announced an apparent concession that they were going to renew passports for people abroad in a move to placate the opposition, which has demanded that as part of conditions for talks. But you found that it's not quite the concession that it's being portrayed as. Can you explain?
If you look at the decision made by the Ministry of Interior Affairs, it attached three main conditions before you can actually apply to the renew or extend your passport. The first one is that you have to be 30 years old or above, and this excludes a whole category of people between 18 and 30 years old who are wanted for military service. And that would lead us to the second point, where in order to renew your passport, the second condition would be that you have to have settled your military service situation, i.e. either have already served the military service or paid to get exempted from it, or have legal reason to postpone it.
Does that apply to lots of exiles?
It doesn't, because lots of exiles haven't done their military service. They cannot go to Syria to get the paperwork. For example, if you already have been exempted or you satisfy this condition, you actually have to go to Syria to get the paperwork to prove that. And at the moment, with the current situation, you cannot do that. That's if your situation is completely legal. Now, there are lots of exiles who refuse to do military service or couldn't legally postpone it, which means they will not be able to renew their passports.
And what about, presumably, that also applies to defectors?
Exactly. The defectors, those who defected or were called to military service and refused to go, will not be able to get such document, because it's the main criteria to be able to renew your passport that you should not have military service for what reason or another, for either exempted or. So that also excludes lots of people. The only concession one could say, because if you are a male and you want to renew your passport, the request in the usual procedure, you have to go to you have to apply, and then you have to get the clearance from intelligence services. It seems that they have dropped this, but fine, they have dropped it. Who can satisfy the other three conditions?
And have you tried to renew passports for your family?
Yes, we've tried. We have people in Saudi Arabia who attempted to go to the embassy, and they stated these three conditions. And we have contacted the French embassy, because there is no Syrian embassy in Britain. They closed. So anyone who wants to renew their passports, they have to go to France. And we've contacted them, and they said, as soon as we mentioned, well, we can't provide the military service papers, they said, well, so it doesn't apply to you then.
This doesn't amount to a concession at all?
Doesn't at all. I mean, if you look at how many people who would satisfy this condition, it's a very limited number of people. You could count them on... basically, the concession only applied to those who didn't have problems in the first place. And kind of, you could say, regime supporters. Anyone who is opponent, they cannot get to Syria. For example, if you are from Homs or from Aleppo, you cannot get these documents, because basically the offices which would provide you with these documents are destroyed or closed, or as soon as you get there, you'll be arrested.
The state news agency says that they will be renewed regardless of previous reasons for turning it down. Do you not believe that?
No, because the only previous reasons, which would be on a security grounds, which is fine, they told the embassies, you no longer actually need to get security clearance for these people. But in order to get, then you have also to get the renewal, you have to satisfy the other three conditions, which are the impossible ones. So yes, they removed the clearance, security clearance bit, but they put three impossible conditions that no one would be able to satisfy any of the three, all of them together. And also it exempted all those young men who are between 18 and 30 who are needed for military service. Because basically it said you have to be over 30.
So there is it a trap that the international media has fallen for by
exactly. I mean, exactly. The media reported on that with saying they gave a concession, but nobody looked into the details, which are the they are the devil themselves. And it hasn't. I mean, we've heard about this concession 3 days ago before it was officially published on the Ministry of Interior Affairs. Officially, and we've read that these conditions, and we knew from the first, as soon as we read it, that it doesn't apply to anyone effectively who is a regime opponent.
But do you have any hope that, as they at least moved some way on this issue, that the problems with the small print will be resolved?
Well, if it's been highlighted in the media. And saying that this is actually not a concession, it has conditions that cannot be satisfied, then the regime may feel embarrassed that we actually have to remove these concessions. But to be honest, if the regime is not embarrassed killing people, why it should be embarrassed feeling this? We say, well, we announce these concessions, and they will say every country will put conditions on passport renewal. The concessions, effectively, I don't know if you know the situation with Syrian passport, they are issued for a period of 6 years at a time, maximum 6 years. But people who have military service, who are studying abroad on government scholarships, they will be only given, if you have a military service, you will only be given 2 years at a time. And if you are studying, you will be given a passport for the period of your study, which is usually less than 6 years. Now, in order to get... I mentioned three conditions, but I've only talked about two, which is the military service and the 30 years old. But the third condition, which the passport should have been issued in the first place for 6 years, for the full 6 years, which means those who have been extending their passport on a two-yearly basis and got it on the first place on a two-yearly basis will not satisfy that condition. And that will, again, will put so many people outside, girls or and men or women, because there are women who left the country to join their husbands who were employed by the Syrian government and had a sabbatical leave for 2-3 years. They would be given passports for a short period of time, and those will still not be able to renew it.
So how should the opposition react to this announcement?
The Syrian opposition coalition should say, yes, he gave a concession, but should explain why these are not concessions. They should actually highlight this point. And unfortunately, none of them did highlight that. None of them actually looked at that or spoke about this in the media, that there is this concession, but it actually doesn't amount to concession.
Okay, Ahmed, good luck with it, and thanks very much for explaining it.
Thank you very much for calling, and I hope that you could explain that in The Guardian and highlight it more so people could take notice of it.
We'll try. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.